Now, the Trail Talk Podcast, anything and everything snowmobiling. By UpstateSnow.com, I'm Rich Lupia, the owner and host. Let's get ready to ride. It's time for the Trail Talk Podcast here on UpstateSnow.com. And once again, the magic of Chris Rink, president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders, and my faithful co-host of the Guide to Your Ride Podcast, which we will get fired up once again as we get closer to the season. We have been bringing him on the Trail Talk side, talking to folks in the snowmobiling community about different issues, just sharing great snowmobile stories, trying to get you excited for the upcoming snowmobile season. And boy, do we have a great podcast for you. We've finally hit the big time. We've made it to Buffalo, or in this case, Hamburg. And the Hamburg Snowmobile Club and the Larson family has had a huge impact on snowmobiling in Western New York over the last couple of years. And for any of you folks that know Western New York and the Buffalo-Niagara region, Hamburg is really a great suburb and a great place. And it's also the gateway to the South Towns. They are the gateway that brings you from suburban Buffalo out to the Boston Hills, out into the South Towns and into ski country in the Southern Tier. So if you want to ride into the Buffalo area or get out of the Buffalo area when there is great lake effect snow coming off of Lake Erie, these are the folks' trails that you run through. So Jason and Stephanie Larson, thank you so much for taking some time to be on the Trail Talk Podcast with us.
Oh, we appreciate you having us.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Rich, for putting us together. And obviously, you know, we'd love to hear from the Larsons kind of, well, I guess before we start with the questions, I'll just say that I had the opportunity to meet Stephanie and her son when they gave a presentation last year at the annual NYSA conference and forum that was held in Niagara Falls in 2019. Stephanie and her son and the Hamburg Youth Snowmobile Club hosted a event about kind of youth membership and youth incentive to the sport. I found it interesting, kind of on the agenda. I decided to attend the meeting and was kind of blown away with what I heard, felt a connection, and just kind of stayed in touch with Stephanie and her son and have been bouncing ideas off each other for the last year or so, and just kind of stayed in touch about what their club has going on, what our club has going on, what's working, what isn't. So obviously it was very nice to meet them back then, and would love to hear from them kind of, you know, how their family, a little bit about their family and how they got started on snowmobiling.
Well, I guess I'll start. My snowmobiling experience happened on my uncle's farm. Started with the John Deere liquefier. And, you know, back in the day when you had to go ride, it was usually for a fish fry. And it took you 2 hours to go about 5 miles because the trails weren't out there, or you were passing through a lot of farm fields that, you know, a gentleman knew another gentleman and gave you permission to go. So, you know, it was a long ride, but it was a fun ride. It was something we looked forward to doing every Friday when there was snow.
Absolutely.
And I'm originally from Ohio. So for me, lake effect snow was something I had to learn really quick how to deal with and live with. And that's how Jason kind of got back into snowmobiling. We had to find something to do in the winter. So it started out with our son having a, we got him a 120, and then it just kind of evolved from there. I think now we've been snowmobiling. I personally now have been snowmobiling for 17 years and I love it. So it definitely is something I look forward to here. I know most people in this area, once you hear, you know, the snow starting to fly, the weather's, the temperatures are getting colder, a lot of people in Buffalo either embrace it or they go south, I think.
Yes, they head for places like South Carolina, Georgia, Florida. Yeah. Yes, we know about that.
But I'm, you know, we're the ones that are kind of jumping up and down, you know, waiting for the, you know, the snow to accumulate around here. So I truly enjoy it.
That's so awesome. Yeah. So, Rich, I think the next question would probably be, how did you guys get so involved? I mean, obviously, it started as a family thing 17 years ago with buying your son a 120 and kind of evolved from there. But can you tell us a little bit about the Hamburg Snowmobile Club and, you know, its inception and kind of how you guys got involved in it and have grown it to what it is today?
Yeah, actually, the Hamburg Snowmobile Club was started in 1976. was one of the pioneers in the development of the trail system. And to this day, I still bump into some of the founding members, and they're excited to find youth starting to get involved and starting to replace some of the board members that have, you know, retired and paid their dues. So the Hamburg Snow Club started. We now have 53 miles of trails. We have over 200 landowners that, you know, without our landowners, we couldn't have our trail systems. And
absolutely.
And kudos to every landowner that allows us to use their land. I actually got involved. A friend of mine, Todd Sarzinski, called me up and said, hey, you know, I see your snowmobile and you want to start marking trails. So I said, sure. We started marking trails. I took a small section over, and over a couple of years, I was vice president for a while, and then ran for president. And I've been president now for the organization going on 5 years. So, you know, it was just nice to get a good group of people in there. Over the last 5 years, we really have had a culture change. You know, a lot of boards really don't have the youth that I think clubs need to have to move forward. You know, I'm proud to say we have a range of ages. I would say, I think Andrew, my vice president, is 24, and we have people that have been on the board, and I'll be politically correct and not say their ages. But, you know, we have a really good group of men and women that are on the board. We have a lot of youth in our board. We have a lot of excitement. And I think that's really starting to pour out to our members. And, you know, we have people coming. With Stephanie having the youth club, we're really starting to see an influx of people in their early 20s and even up into their 60s. We had a gentleman join the other day. He's in his 60s. He wanted to get into a vintage snowmobile, and he joined just because he wanted to meet people that were excited about the sport.
Can't beat that, right?
No, absolutely. That's awesome. That's a great story to hear. And one of the things that I've noticed personally in running Upstate Snow, and I've certainly been my experience. I mean, Chris Rink is obviously, younger. He's younger than me and is running Southern Tug Hill. His partner in crime, the club next door, Touring Ridge Riders, Chris Skipper, is also, you know, young. There's definitely having that youth and having that energy and having that vision for the next generation of the sport is so important. It's not that we're pushing people aside. It's just we need that new blood. We need that fresh blood because so many clubs have said people aren't stepping up. We're getting older. We're getting older. Nobody's stepping up. Some clubs it's happening. Some clubs it's not. So why do you think it's happening in Hamburg, and why do you think it's happening in some clubs? So the fact that some people are getting in and you're seeing growth in these certain clubs?
I think that's a huge roadblock for a lot of clubs in the area, is just how do you drive membership and how do you invite families? So a lot of things with our club, one, we really, you know, pulled a lot of snowmobile families to, you know, our general membership and things like that, just because, you know, we wanted to start having youth activities. We wanted to make it a family sport. We wanted to make it a family club as well. I mean, most of it, you know, predominantly you go and you sit at a general snowmobile club meeting, it's predominantly male. You don't see kids running around. You don't see the wives, you know, tagging along. You don't see women riders that are just coming in to sit at a general snowmobile club meeting because they're interested in the sport. So, you know, I think for us, that was something that, you know, we started a couple of years ago, actually, at a previous NYSA forum. I know Chris had mentioned earlier, that's how we kind of met, but it was years ago that we sat down and we took our son to, you know, to one of the state forums, and we were one of the only families there. So I think we just kind of identified that it was an ongoing problem. I wanted to become involved a little bit more, and, you know, it was just the next step. We had a really good group within our snowmobile club of snowmobile families So we just kind of got the youth involved, identified a trail for them to start marking. We had a really good, you know, we had a good 5 to 6 kids to start with. And then it just grew from there. It grew into something that, honestly, it's even at a state level at this point in time. I mean, New York State is identifying the fact that, you know, we need to regenerate our snowmobiling clubs. And it starts on a youth basis. So, you know, we started with the youth club. We gave them a youth trail. This year, actually, we're growing as a youth club as well. Like, for instance, and we've had a couple of kids who've graduated that have gone on, like our son, for instance. I mean, he has his own trail. He's a trail captain this year. He was last year as well. So, you know, we're really trying to groom them, no pun intended, to become, to still be active members even after they graduate. So this year, my goal was for the youth club to somewhat have some senior membership. So we have a senior board member, so to speak, this year. She's Mary Grace Stoy. She's actually, you know, really trying to corral the youth club and run it, so to speak, and let me step back just as an advisor so that the youth club is within themselves. You know, they're identifying the times that they can get together and activities, trail marking. It was one of these things that just kind of evolved. As soon as we started with the youth trail, then we started into community service projects, and it just snowballed. It really did. I mean, we have a really great group of kids, and we have, you know, people that are coming out because of Facebook and things like that, and they see our youth activities. You know, we have people that just kind of send us a Facebook message or a text message and say, hey, how can we get involved? Or what can we do with our own club? You know, we have a lot of clubs that reach out to us and say, hey, you guys started the snowmobile club for youth, but how did you do it?
Chris, you understand, and I think a lot of the snowmobile clubs understand that, you know, clubs have done it the same way for so long.
Absolutely.
You know, and these individuals that have been in these clubs, I can't say thank you enough to these individuals. I mean, some of these people have been on snowmobile boards for 20, 30 years, and without their dedication, we wouldn't be in the position we are now. But I think as time evolves, as communication evolves, you know, we looked and said, we had people calling us saying, I want to help, but I can't go out at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning. That's when you're doing trail marking, or 6 o'clock on Thursday. So we started listening to what our members, and we didn't start turning them away. But what we started doing is catering to what they had available. Prime example, we had a trail captain that's stepping down. He's been a trail captain for 25 years. Put on Facebook, I said, hey, we need somebody to pick up this section of trail. Right out of the gate, we had two young men step up. They're in their late 20s, but they work second shift. So their time available is in the morning. And they said, well, can we still do this? And I said, yeah. I said, you know, go out, mark the trail. These guys not only took over the trail, they jumped on a bridge project right away, and they started involving their friends. So now, you know, we're working around that. We have 15 trail captains for our section of trail, and they're all marked at different times during the day and at different days, because we're working around people's schedules and we're not turning away those that want help. And I think that's one of the biggest struggles, is we have to start catering a little bit more to when these people are available to help and they're out there and willing. We just have to accept that. And, you know, we encourage them to do that.
Yeah, what an idea, right? Let the volunteers work and allow them to work when they can. That's definitely the name of the game. So, and hats off to you guys. I mean, I ever since I learned about the youth club, I also said, how can I, you know, replicate this or mimic this or recreate this inside my own organization? And it takes a lot of work on top of the normal daily grind of the club and stuff like that. So hats off to, you know, Stephanie and Jason for kind of undertaking that and getting that going. And obviously it's paying dividends out there. So I would say continue the great work, for sure.
Well, thank you. No, we appreciate it.
Jason, what else is going on out in the, you know, the Hamburg Snowmobile area? I know you guys have been under construction and, you know, membership is up. So tell us what else is going on out there.
Yeah, we after a long 2-year engagement, we've now started putting up our first and permanent home for the Hamburg Snowmobile Club.
All right.
It's exciting. A lot of our board members have been storing stakes and signs and trailers at their own houses, but yeah, we're moving up. Actually, we've got a half of the floor concreted today, so that was exciting for us. It is absolutely amazing the volunteers that have shown up and donated money and time to really get this project off the ground and get it completed. We're actually going to be ahead of schedule probably about a year and a half. We've had members donate electrical panels, electric, insulation, concrete floors, whatever they can do. It's great that the community is stepping in and helping us out. We've gone this year with a lot of trail development. Our trails this year are probably going to be the best condition they have ever been in. The club has invested a lot of time and money into fixing water holes and new bridges and cleaning up and just really making the trails as good as we possibly can, because we all know the summer or the winters are on and off. We're either getting great snow or we're getting meltdown. And if you don't have a good trail base, that's what's going on. And the nice thing too, in the Western New York region, the clubs around us, Boston, Colden, Eden, Southern Tier Snowdrifters, Cherry Creek, if you're watching these clubs, they are out building bridges, cleaning trails, putting in culverts. Everybody's doing the best they can to make the riding experience in Western New York, a sought after location. Because, just if we're going up to Tug Hill, you could be going up Tug Hill, you hit that plateau, and you're like, man, where's the snow? You get off that thruway, you head up, 5 minutes later, you're in 5-6 feet of snow. That's Western New York. We could be sitting here with 0 inches of snow, and within 5-6 hours, we've got 5 to 6 feet. So it makes it a little exciting around here, because sometimes we get some really good powder, the trails are excellent, and you can leave from a location and basically go anywhere you want to go. From here all the way down to PA and to central New York. So it's an exciting area to ride in. We encourage people, we all like to go up to Tug Hill, and that always seems to be a destination, and it is. The clubs up there do a phenomenal job. It's a great location to go to. The people are great. Stephanie and I enjoy going up there. But we encourage some people to come out our way a little bit. We get some snow. The trails are good. The riding's good. Chicken wings are phenomenal.
Yeah,
at pretty much every stop you want to go to.
So I've heard.
Isn't there a big battle of who has the best chicken wing? Is it who are the big names out there?
Oh man,
the Anchor Bar, right?
Yeah, Anchor Bar.
Yeah, but we're in the South Town, so we have a couple of local restaurants around here: East Eden Tavern. We have the Armor Inn. We have Mia Mosier's. We have the Warehouse. So, it's kind of funny. You hear those big names like Anchor Bar and Duff's, and they're still, great places. But, we have these little stops along our trail system that, I tell you what, to put their wings up against Anchor Bar or anything, even topping it half the time. So, you guys have to come out and check it out for sure. We'll take you on a little bit of a wing trail on our snowmobiles. But the difference is, I'm sure you guys can appreciate this, you guys can retain your snow up there a little bit more so than what we've been able to do in the last couple of years down here. So, if we get, the 10 to 12 inches out there, we're taking advantage of it. I mean, most of us are trying to figure out how to get out of work early and get home and sleds ready to go. So when we have the snow, we ride.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Rich, what do you say, you get them some good snow, some good stretch of cold, and we can take a trip out west for a little wing trail.
Sure, if I can order it up along with a Bills Super Bowl win, I'm sure that would make me the hero of Western New York.
I think it would.
Most definitely.
If it would only be that easy. But yeah, as the meteorologist speaking in me, and I'm sure the great Don Paul at Channel 4 in Buffalo can certainly attest to this, you guys cannot hold the cold air in there anywhere near like the Tug Hill and the Adirondacks do because of the topography. Yes, you can get the great lake effect snows when that cold comes over Lake Erie, but then when Lake Erie freezes, you're out of business. And then anytime those warm surges come up that hit and melt the snow in central New York, in the Adirondacks, Tug Hill, and into eastern New York, it hits you first, and it hits you a lot harder because you guys are open to the west. So when warm air floods the Ohio Valley, you basically are attached to it. When it warms up in the Ohio Valley, that snow's going bye-bye, and that's certainly a you know, underscores why you have to ride the moment you get the snow. You can't just sit back and wait for the conditions to set in or be perfect. You got to take advantage of everything that you can, especially the way the winters have been the last several years, because if you don't do that, you're not really going to have a chance to enjoy the Wing Trail. I'm really intrigued by this. I want to see a map of this Wing Trail.
Well, you know, they say politics divide families. Your wing and your preference of restaurant can really divide a family as well. So
that's interesting. That's great.
You know, but you hit on it too. And I think snowmobile clubs, especially in ours and in our area, you know, we're changing the way that we are grooming. We're changing the way that we have done it for years. You know, we're looking at how to, number one, build up a base that can handle a warm up. You know, we run three Class A groomers, and, you know, we're looking at different technology of rolling trails, something we haven't done before, that, you know, we're building up our base that we can get a good base. So if we do have a couple of days of warm, we're not starting off from zero. And I think that's the importance of making sure, number one, do we have a good base with the dirt and the trail system and the grass areas to build on. So, you know, unfortunately, I think the weather's changing. It's starting to get a little warmer on us, but, you know, we take our lickings and we keep on going. You know, Buffalo's the city of good neighbors. You know, we're good snowmobilers. We're good families. When something's down, everybody joins in to help. And that's the type of area we're in.
That's awesome. Makes you want to go out and ride and join for sure.
Yeah.
What are the ways to join your snowmobile club, Jason and Steph? Can you join online or obviously through the NYSA website? But is there other ways to join?
Yes, you can join right through our website, which is HamburgSnowmobileClub.com. And also you can follow us on Facebook, again, through Hamburg Snowmobile Club. And also Hamburg Snowmobile Youth Club has their own Facebook page. So, you know, you can kind of follow along to see the different activities from the actual snowmobile club and the youth club itself. So hopefully this year, you know, the club has some opportunities to still maintain our events as far as the youth is concerned. COVID hitting everyone. Things to do and, you know, keeping kids involved. So at least, you know, we're still able to be outside and socially distance, you know, naturally, just from being outside. So also hoping to still be able to pull off a youth ride. I mean, last year we had the biggest youth ride to date. We've had four for the past 4 years. So, you know, hoping we can still pull that off. I know last year we were able to get up close to Brandingham. Chris and I, you know, we were discussing trying to get something up Southern Tug Hill Way as well. So trying to keep that in the works if we can. You know, COVID didn't stop snowmobiling. You know, we're really hoping that we can still have some youth events. And we've still been able to have some pretty good club events too. You know, recently we just had a Saturday club meeting. I know, Chris, you guys seem to do that every once in a while as well, have the Saturday club meeting. So we pulled that off at our new barn, and, you know, so it's kind of nice to still see everyone come out.
Yeah, we find that the Saturday club meetings work best for us in our club just because so many of our active members and active participants are kind of out of the area families. You know, similar to my family who lives in Poughkeepsie, New York, you know, we travel the three and a half hours up there. So a weeknight, Thursday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night meeting isn't going to work for us. But a Saturday morning meeting gets, you know, the wives and the kids out there, and especially this time of year, we pair the meeting and we head right out to the trails and get some work done. So we really make it a full day, and then we kind of get together for some social hour after, and it seems to work for us. But
They feed you well at the milk plant, by the way.
Absolutely. So, hopefully COVID stays away, Steph, and hopefully Southern Tug and maybe Upstate Snow and the Hamburg Youth Club can coordinate a youth ride sometime this year. But we appreciate you guys coming on. You know, join the Hamburg Snowmobile Club, join the Hamburg Youth Club, follow everybody on Facebook. And thank you guys so much for what you're doing for the sport, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you guys. You as well. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Before we go and officially wrap up the podcast, I just want to give you guys a last chance for anything that you want to add, anything specific that you want people to know about you, about your family, about the club, anything that we haven't touched on. Mike's yours.
I would like to say, you know, my family's been involved and, you know, I appreciate my wife and my son. It does take a lot of time from our family, especially when we're trying to get the trails up and going. So, you know, I appreciate that. And I want to thank my wife and my son. I want to thank landowners, not only ours, but every single landowner out there. My big ask this year is make sure you respect our landowners. Make sure you stay within the stakes. These people are gracious enough to allow us to use their property. And without them, we wouldn't have the trail system at all. Kudos to our landowners. Please respect them. Thank you to our memberships. Everyone that's out there that volunteers at these clubs, whether you're in Hamburg, Southern Tug, you know, even if you're out of state, we need your help. A hammer, screwdriver, pickup sticks. You don't have to necessarily know how to build a bridge or run one of the machinery. So, you know, come out and support snowmobiling. These guys are doing the best they can to bring you great information on a weekly basis about snowmobile clubs. And it's so nice to have something that's positive. So, you know, kudos to you guys. You know, I hope you have us back. We can give you some snow reports from the Western New York area.
Absolutely.
Thank you for everything you guys are doing as well.
We absolutely want those for Guide to Ride. So please stay in touch with Chris Rink because, you know, Guide to Your Ride last year, especially because the winter was so mild and most of the snow was only in the Tug Hill and Adirondacks outside of maybe 2 or 3 weeks of the season. Whenever you guys have snow, especially because people may not be looking as intently at Western New York, we want that information from there. This is upstate snow, after all. Western New York is just as much upstate New York as the Tug Hill, as the Adirondacks, as the Capital Region, as the Southern Tier, as the North Country, riding up Cranberry Lake, St. Lawrence County, and all the way up to Malone. The entire state has a great trail system, one of the best, if not the best, in the country, and certainly the best people in the country. This is certainly evidence of that. So I just want to thank you so much, Jason and Stephanie Larson from Hamburg Snowmobile Club. Thank you so much. Go Bills and go Lake Effect Snow. Let's get some.
Thank you, guys.
Perfect, guys.
Thanks. Awesome.
Thanks for listening to the Trail Talk Podcast. For more podcast episodes, weather information, and so much more, visit upstatesnow.com.